Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and Jim Brown is here. We've already talked to Igor Marak from Mr. Floor, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and we'll take your calls with questions for them as well. But Jim, you're from the Sarah Leonard team, and spring is coming, and is that a good time for people to buy a house?
It really is. Good time to buy, great time to sell. Right now, if you can get on early spring, you're kind of beating the rush to market. So these are really good weeks to get on the market and kind of beat all of that. Wanted to talk to you real quick about a market update. I know we kind of got the, I give David a hard time about his mail bag, that it's sometimes the doom and gloom bag, if you ask me. But a lot of that information that we covered earlier, I always remind people, that's nationwide normally. If you look at what's going on right here in Chicagoland, the story gets, you know, considerably better for us. We're actually seeing probably... you know, the inventories raised, I was looking at the numbers January this year from January last year, and we're about 20% higher in inventory currently right now.
Wow.
Coming out of January. So you would normally think, oh boy, that's bad news. The sky is falling. What are we going to do, right? 20% increase. Again, I'm kind of pushing this to, it's not necessarily something that's bad that's happening. We're just normalizing. But what the good news is that you're seeing a 20% increase in the inventory, but we're only seeing about a 1 to 3 day increase in the market time, if anything at all. So although we're seeing slightly more inventory, we're seeing market times really right about the same. And in some areas, we're actually seeing market time being shorter. So it's not really what you might think it is when you're looking at kind of the national news on that. One thing that I think that we should talk about is that what has really changed is the pickiness of the buyer pool that's out there.
Go into that a little
bit. Yeah, big time. I always joke with people and I always say, you know, 2 years ago when rates were what they were, as low as they were, you could have rats in the basement and raccoons in the attic, and we were still seeing $20,000, $30,000 over asking, waiving inspections and things like that. Now we're seeing, because buyers have some more choices, your place has got to be ready to go. You've got to make sure that you put the extra time into having it staged, you know, where we're getting things clean. We're getting things updated. The properties that are struggling right now are the ones that are not updated and ready to go. You know, if buyers come in there and they open the door and they see a kitchen that's, you know, maybe 15, 20 years old, the bathrooms have never been updated, it's the original carpet and the paint on the walls, those are typically the ones where people are not interested and they're going to kind of turn around and walk out.
Can I just jump in for one little quick question?
Yeah.
I know it's great to have updated things when you're looking at a house, but what if that updated kitchen that they just spent, you know, $100,000 on is not your taste?
Yeah, great question. And that's why when you're doing a remodel, it is important to take that into consideration. A lot of times when we're doing work on our houses, we're just thinking about us and we're going to be here forever. But when you look at the average time that somebody spends in a home, especially in that late 20s, 30s, 40 age range, you're normally 5 years, 5 to 7 years if you're lucky. So that's a great question. Normally, if it's, even if it's not your personal taste, unless it's not crazy gaudy or weird, you know, weird, like where you get
checkerboard
really
floors, checkerboard, stuff like that. You know, the old 50s. Are islands still popular?
Islands are still popular. So that's normally, as long as it's newer, people are typically okay, as long as it's not something really taste specific.
You know, one thing, Jim, if I could just jump in, one of the things we're also seeing, to your point, is exactly that if, you know, to create a neutral type of an environment, right? You don't want to chase any fads. You don't want to chase any, you know, grays are out, you know, certain things, you know, you're always going to be late. So if you're thinking you're doing something that is current, it's already past.
Yep, absolutely.
So you really should not chase those fads.
Yep. I always like to give the reason why, you know, if we're talking about people that are kind of turned off by that work, it's not normally just that it's not, you know, they're irritated about the taste or something, but you have to keep in mind that most buyers right now, when they're buying a home, they're stretching it. They're stretching their pre-approval. They're stretching how much I can possibly bring to the table with the down payment. And so the thought of having to move into a house where they're going to have to come up with the money in order to fix it up, it really becomes a monetary thing. It's not just a sight line or, you know, I want the newest and coolest thing. It's how are we going to afford making these updates? So that's been one of the biggest changes that we've seen is just your house really does have to be ready to go. And ready to get onto the market.
So, Jim, with inventories up a little bit, and you're saying the pickiness of the buyer, is it obviously they have more options, more choices, and so it's returning back to the way it was, right? I mean, in terms of just normalcy in the real estate market, allowing buyers to look for quality properties, allowing sellers to update their properties to attract those buyers. Yep. I mean, it's nothing different than what we traditionally have seen in this market.
It's really, it's going back. I keep saying the word normal. I'm irritating myself hearing me keep continuing to say it, so I apologize. But the market really has been, and I know Sarah has talked about it a lot of times when she's on the show, really it's been death, divorce, moving mom and dad into assisted living. That's really been the market. But what I've actually seen, and it's been crazy in the last, I'd say probably after December, once we start talking to the people that want to get on the spring, I have really been seeing an uptick in people that have, they're coming to terms that the interest rates are going to be somewhere in the 5 or 6, that's a normal rate. Yeah. And they're now willing to give up that 2 3/4. And they're saying, you know what? Now we can probably just go ahead and accept that interest rate, and now we can move up. So they're selling their home that they probably are, you know, they refinanced their 380 or 420 home. Now they're thinking about, let's get it on the market and let's go move up and buy that, you know, 550 house and things like that. So we're really seeing that come back on.
And we're seeing clients, you know, our Mr. Floor clients doing exactly what you're describing, right? Yep. So the young family that's moving from the city into the suburbs, right? They're selling the condo. They're looking for that starter home that may be in the $500,000-$600,000 range now. I don't know what the general price of a starter home would be. But
are there even starter homes anymore?
It's
tough, right? I mean, and we're seeing our clients struggle to find those homes. And like you said, they're stretching to get into those homes.
Yep.
So they are looking for value. They're looking for something that's been, if possible, updated, upgraded. And if the average person's in their homes, whatever it is, 7 to 10 years, if you don't do anything to that home in terms of sprucing it up, getting it ready for resale, you're going to have a tougher time in this market.
Absolutely. And if you're in a situation where some people are saying, hey, I'd like to sell my house, but of course I don't have $75,000 to dump into it before we get on the market, don't be afraid of that as well. As long as we're priced right where we need to be and we can show the buyer pool out there value, they get really excited about that as well. But overall, if you have the ability to get things kind of going and updated before we get you on the market, those are the homes that are going to do very well. They're going to sell very quickly. But don't be dismayed if your home needs a little bit of love. As long as we really dive into the value aspect of it that we can show the buyer pool out there, we'll get you sold as well.
Yeah. 773 has texted, question for Jim Brown. Have a 25-year-old house with hardwood floors in Downers Grove. Do you think I need to redo the floors before selling it?
It depends. It really depends how bad it is. I always like to tell people that when I'm on a listing appointment, I'll look at the situation that they're asking me about. And normally what I tell them is, I don't think that's going to cause somebody not to buy your home. And if you have a good agent, a lot of times I can negotiate through that. So if you've got what I call a bad agent that basically just puts you on the market, crosses their fingers and hopes that something happens, you might struggle. If you've got an agent that's picking up the phone after a showing and saying, hey, thanks so much for showing my listing, is there any interest? If you hear anything other than, yeah, we're going back to write up an offer, my next question is, what's holding you back? So if they're telling me, well, what's holding us back is that the flooring is kind of an issue for us and we're worried about that, not a problem. Why don't you put a deal together that makes sense for you? Let me take it to my sellers. Let me see what we can do. Maybe we can get Mr. Floor out there and we can get you an estimate to get these issues taken care of with your floor. But let's put it together. So that's kind of my general question. I'm sorry, my answer to that question is, let's see if we can negotiate around it.
All right. We are going to take a break. We are talking right now to Jim Brown, Sarah Leonard team, WGN Sarah with an H.com. We have Igor Marak in the studio, MrFloor.com, and Michael Houston, LindholmRoofing.com. And the phone number, the MegaPros phone and text line, 312-981-7200. We'll continue Home Sweet Home Chicago next on 720 WGN. And we are talking right now to Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. And we have some questions for you, Jim. Marilyn, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. You had a question for Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team?
Yes. I have a two flat on the northwest side of Chicago. It's almost 100 years old. And I don't want to pour any money into it, but there is obviously need to be updated. Is there a possibility that a contractor would be interested? They could, you know, fix it up and resell it. Is there a possibility, you know, or is it going to be more of a problem selling that old of a house?
No, not necessarily at all. And you have a great question there, and that really is market-wide. We've talked about this before when I was here on the show, too. There is a lot of fear out there, especially when, you know, I hit that age of 53 and I'm worrying about everything. And a lot of times we're harder on our own homes than we should be. And I want to just encourage you that what you should do is just take it by a step-by-step approach. You want to get a real estate professional out there. We'd be happy to come out there and meet with you and take a look at your home. But there's absolutely an ability for a contractor to be interested. But what I normally find is that you're going to find that you're going to have a lot of demand for your house. Even though you don't think that you're going to, you'll have people in the general marketplace that are just as excited to buy your home and bring some love into it and really have a sweat equity position where they can do some work and really recoup and make some money. So just because you need some love on that house, do not dismiss, you don't have to, I don't want you to tell you not to worry about it, but let a professional like us come out there. We'll give you kind of what your value would be if you left it alone, what it would be if you put some work into it. But definitely don't, I always encourage people, and I know I don't want to talk bad about the, you know, give me the cash now people. They do a great job out there in the marketplace. But I see so many people rush to sell it to somebody that's a contractor, an investor, and it's really, it can cost you a lot of money.
Mm.
Yep, so we'd be happy to help you. If you feel free to contact us after the show, we can set up a time to come out and meet with you. And even if you're not interested in listing your house, at least we can get you some good information, and you can go from there.
Jim, those 100-year-old two flats, they're in demand.
Oh, my gosh.
They're in demand. Are you hearing this, Marilyn? They're in demand.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes.
Because
they were built with good bones.
Yep.
Better bones than they're building with now.
A lot of people are interested in the brick homes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's so much demand and such, you know, there's not a whole lot of, even though we're talking about inventory being up a little bit, you specifically, and it sounds like where your location is, you could be in a really good situation.
Mm. Well, sounds very promising. So
yes.
When I'm, got a little bit more time to clear out the house, I definitely will call and have you come out and take a look at it.
And just remember, I'm a judge-free zone. So I see it. I'm in probably 2 to 3 houses a day. I see it all. There's nothing that you have that's going to shock me. So you don't need to call the cleaning lady or anything like that.
But do get rid of the bodies, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I always say, if you catch my house on the wrong day,
yeah,
I would be in the same spot.
That's
so don't
all
worry
of us,
about
buddy.
It.
That's
yep.
all of us.
All right, Marilyn, good luck to you. Hang on. We'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product of your choice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Boy, she's glad she called into Home Sweet Home Chicago today.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy's on the line. Hi, Nancy. Did you have a question for Jim Brown?
Yeah, I do. Hi. I heard on previous shows that the Sarah Leonard team is very competitive with the Grandview and Jeff Buys Your Houses groups. And I know someone who is very shortly going to be looking into selling their home due to a death.
Mm.
And they're in Highland Park. Is that within your area?
Absolutely. Definitely within
okay.
our area. And it's so encouraging to hear that you heard us talk about it on the previous show and you're on top of it. So, yeah, we would love to help you in that area for sure.
Okay. I will give. I'll send her the information and get her in touch with your group.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And Nancy, hang on. We'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product of your choice, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. So this is a text question that came over. 312 says, could you ask the realtor person, Mr. Brown, to please discuss the issue of making a lower offer purchase price versus asking for closing cost credit when it's advantageous to do one or the other?
Got it.
That's a great question.
Good question. So closing cost credits are still a little bit difficult in this market. I'm coming from a listing agent side primarily on that. I just did a deal this week where there was a significant, the person paid full price, and I think we gave them a $10,000 credit for closing costs because the home that we had listed needed some updates. So we knew that that's what we were going to need to do in order to get somebody excited to buy it. But it really comes down to what your financial situation is and, what you're looking at specifically with the individual home. It depends who you talk to. I know that right now a lot of lenders are really pushing certain programs where you're paying a little bit on the higher price and you're getting a closing cost credit to help you be able to get the loan approved and things like that. Right now where we're still seeing a lot of multiple offer situations, if the seller is looking at four or five offers and one of them is asking for closing cost credits, it normally shows a little bit of a, boy, maybe we're not going to get to the finish line with the lending. So if you can do it without it, it's probably a better way for you to go if you're in multiple offer situation. If you're not in a multiple offer situation, absolutely nothing wrong with asking for a closing cost credit.
Doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Does not hurt to ask.
And if you have a question about mortgage or you need to reach out to David Hochberg, who is not here today, he'll be back next week. You can go to 56david.com or call him 855-56-DAVID. We've got news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And if you're on hold, continue to hold. We'll take your phone calls as well. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.